Jason's dad washes his car. Writer Jørn Jensen. Illustrations Klaus Bigum. English version Mick Vroe. My name is Anina Christensen Stewart. Page 4. The new car. Jason's dad is happy. He has bought a new car. It's parked on the street. It has just been washed. Jason's dad hums a tune. He's delighted with his new car. Then a car speeds by. It's going very fast. There is water on the road. The car drives through the water. A big splash of water hits Jason's dad's car. Oh no, yells Jason's dad. Now look at my new car. What a bully. He's angry. Follow me, Jason, he says. We have to wash the car. Page 10. The car gets washed. They walk down to the car. Oh no, says Jason's dad. It's all dirty again. We have to wash it right away. Let's drive to the service station. They get in the car. Jason's dad starts humming. He's happy again. Jason's dad walks into the service station. Hello, he says. My car needs to be washed. The man gives him a ticket. Now they can get the car washed. And they can have it dried, too. They drive the car in line. There are a lot of people who want to wash their car. Finally, it's their turn. They drive towards the car wash. Jason's dad puts the ticket into a slot. The light turns green. Jason's dad drives the car forward until the light turns red. It gets dark and it smells bad. Page 16. The door is stuck. Whoops, says Jason's dad. I forgot the antenna. It has to be in or the car wash will rip it off. It's too late, says Jason. No, says Jason's dad. It will be a while before the water comes. He grabs the door, but he can't open it. Well, he says, something is wrong with the door. He gives the door a shove. It opens. It will only be a second, he says. Then he is out of the car. Just then, the car gets soaped. The soap almost hits Jason's dad. He quickly pushes the antenna in, but by accident, he closes the door. He grabs the door handle, but he can't open it. Help, he yells. Open the door, Jason. Jason tries to open the door, but he can't. Roll down the window, yells Jason's dad. I want to get in. Jason rolls down the window. A few moments later, his dad is back in the car. Soap runs from his clothes. Page 22. Where's the hat? Yuck, he says. I'm all covered in soap. But hey, he says, where's my hat? Oh no, I must have lost it out there. I have to get it back. No, says Jason, forget about the hat. You must stay in the car. Look, says Jason's dad, nothing is going on out there. I'll get my hat. It'll just take a moment. He opens the door, then he is out of the car. But where is the hat? He looks under the car. There it is. He reaches for it. He can just touch it. But then the door closes. The car is slushed with water. Jason's dad gets slushed too. He's wet all over. A giant brush rolls over the car. It rolls right over Jason's dad. "Open the door," he shouts. "I want to get in." Jason can't open the door. He rolls down the window. Jason's dad crawls back into the car. "Brr, I'm all wet," says Jason's dad. "But I found my hat." Page 28. A clean car. The car rolls out of the car wash. It's clean again. Jason and his dad drive home. They get out of the car. "Well," he says, "the car is clean again. Now I need some dry clothes." Just then, a car is approaching. "Look out," says Jason. "There's water on the road. But it's too late. The water splashes over Jason and his dad, and Jason's dad's car. "Enough," shouts Jason's dad. "It was that bully again. Look at my car." "Get in, Jason. We have to wash it again." "Can't you do it alone?" says Jason. "I'd rather stay at home."